I want you to notice that seed is single. It's not plural, because there was a seed coming. Being born again, not off a corruptible seed, but what kind? Incorruptible. He didn't say seeds, he said seed. That seed that God and Abraham entered into a covenant took 42 generations, but it finally got here. Hallelujah. And he said, thy seed after thee. And then he said in Galatians, if you be who? Christ. Then are you who? Abraham's seed. Because that's where the seed came through his generation. And heirs according to the promise. Heirs according to what? The promise. Hallelujah. Now watch what he said here. Heirs according to the promise. Deuteronomy, I want you to listen now. Deuteronomy 30, 9 and 11. And the Lord thy God, and the Lord thy God will make thee plenty in every work of thine hand. We're talking about rich. We're talking about being divinely connected to God. We're talking about being heirs to the promise. We are seeing God begin to keep his covenant promise to Abraham. Here, Israel just had come out of the land of Egypt into the land of promise. And when they got to the land of promise, there was Canaanites, Amorites, Jebusites, different kind of people were there. And they was occupying their land. Come on. And God began to drive them out little by little. You know why? He said so the wild animal wouldn't take over and get too bad. But he drove them out of the land. And look what he said about what would happen when they got to the land. Hallelujah. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will give, the Lord will again rejoice over thee to thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy father. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, notice the condition, keep his commandments, his statute, which are written in this book, and if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul, for this commandment, which I command thee this day, it will not hinder, it will not what? Hinder, it will not be hidden, thank you. It will not be hidden from thee. It will not be what? Hidden from thee, neither is it for all. Now, I'm gonna tell you, now this is what he said when I read that script. He said, Jimmy, tell the people that I have given them everything. He said, the money is in the bank. The check is already signed. All they have to do is fill it out for the amount they want. You can cash it and it won't bounce. That's what he told me. I was right. So I'm reading to you what I wrote it down. He said, they can cash it and it won't bounce. And you cannot overdraw on this account. Then he said, learn the language of the kingdom and speak your faith and watch it work for you. So I'm going to give you a little clue of insight how to do this from the scripture. People go about daily. Too many saints. You're always talking about your trouble, your lack, what somebody said about you, what you don't have. You talk about all the kind of stuff they're talking about on TV and the media, the diseases out there. Child, have you had your shot? Had you had your shot? You know. But I'm taking my shot every day. You got your mask on. Wear your mask, I don't care. Like I told you earlier, you know, places they require, I put it on. But I want you to listen. What you want to be full of, what you want to be full of is what he gave you. Watch it. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law, this word of God, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt do what? Meditate therein every once in a while. Not day and night, just every occasion. Shall do what? Meditate in it. How long? How often? Day and night. For what reason? Why am I meditating in it? That thou mayest observe to do according to all that are written where? I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to do what it says. For then, not before, but then thou shalt do what? Who's going to make your way prosper? I am. I'm going to make my way prosper. Then thou shalt make thy way prosper. Then thou shalt do what? Have good success. Verse 9. Have not I command thee to be strong and of good courage? Why are you afraid? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. So many people are dismayed what they're looking at, what they're hearing. Whew. Y'all sure mighty quiet. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Who's with thee? If God be for me, who can be against me? Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. The Lord thy God is with thee. Look what he said about the person that the Lord thy God is with thee. Blessed is the man, Psalm 1:1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standest in the way of sinners,